It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area. A complete chronological calendar of coming events is right there when you get there. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hello, Marshall. Yes, it's a wonderful weekend, and oh my gosh, the Christmas activities are getting into full throttle. We've got Christmas events and holiday events as far as the horizon stretching all over our area. So, yeah, a lot to talk about this week.
Well, we will start off with the granddaddy of all, really, and that is in Lenox, Massachusetts on November 28th, Gerald Charles Dickens in A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I couldn't resist this one, and it actually looks really interesting. So Ventford Hall in Lenox on Wednesday, November the 28th, is hosting the great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens, who is a British actor called Gerald Charles Dickens. And he will be presenting a one-man theatrical performance of his ancestor's classical work, A Christmas Carol. He's using his own adaptation of this Christmas story, and he actually plays all 26 characters, using his vocal and his physical talents to, as it were, bring them and each scene to life. So it looks a perfect start to the Christmas period. It's in Ventford Hall, which is almost has a sort of Victorian feel, definite Victorian feel to it as well. And it will be really interesting. Apparently, afterwards, they're going to have a very elegant Victorian tea with sherry. So I think it will be a great event to go to, particularly if you want to take children to it. I think it'll be absolutely fascinating. So that's Wednesday, November the 28th. In Lenox at Ventford Hall. It starts at 4 o'clock, and I think you'll have to get your tickets well in advance because I suspect it will sell out.
We'll go from A Christmas Carol to some tribal justice on November 28th.
Yeah, this is a story we ran in Rural Intelligence a couple of weeks ago, and I'll come back to that. But at the Marist College in Poughkeepsie, on Wednesday, the 28th as well, at 6 o'clock in the evening, there's this fascinating documentary film called Tribal Justice. The film follows two Native American judges who reach back to, traditional tribal concepts of justice in order to reduce the big problems of the high incarceration rates that Indians have or Native Americans have. And they also want to foster greater safety for their communities and really create a more positive future for Native Americans and for their youth. So, and basically they address the root causes of the crime. And these judges are actually providing models of restorative justice that are working in these communities. And the other interesting thing is that a lot of mainstream courts now across the country are beginning to take notice of the work they've done. So the screening is going to be followed by a question and answer session with the film's director, who's Anne Makepeace, and one of the judges, Judge Albert Rosenblatt, who was formerly a justice on the New York Court of Appeals. So I'm a pretty serious guy. I guess that's the state's highest court. Anyway, you can read all about the film and the issues that it brings up, as it were, in a recent Rural Intelligence story. So do go to ruralintelligence.com and check it out, particularly before you go. And as I say, it's Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock at the Marist College in Poughkeepsie, if you want to go to the film itself.
On the 29th in Washington, Connecticut, a book talk about Connecticut architecture.
Yeah, this is interesting. So Thursday, as you say, Thursday the 29th, 6:30 at the Gunn Memorial Library. They have the architectural historian, and he's also deputy director of the Connecticut Trust for Historic Preservation. His name is Christopher Wigren, and he's going to be giving a talk. He's going to will include visual presentation, and he'll be there signing copies of this recently released book of his, which is called Connecticut Architecture, Stories of 100 Places. And apparently it's the first comprehensive illustrated history of Connecticut's sort of really rich and diverse architectural heritage. And I looked at it and thought, oh, this is the sort of thing that a lot of people would love to receive as a gift, because I suspect it's absolutely fascinating. So, and the good old Gun Memorial Library is putting it on. So it starts at 6:30 Thursday, November the 29th, down there in Washington.
We'll move from Washington, Connecticut to Rhinebeck, New York on the 29th at 6 o'clock. Another author.
Yeah, slightly different event, and this one is going to be mobbed. The Oblong Box of Music in Rhinebeck on Thursday the 29th is going to be hosting Joseph Fink. It's amazing. I've seen him live in the past. He's a hit podcaster. He's also a New York Times bestselling novelist. He co-authored It Devours. And by the way, his podcast, which is incredibly weird but amazingly funny, is called Welcome to Night Vale. It's going to be really, really, it's really popular. It's one of the most popular podcasts on the internet. Anyway, apparently he's written a new novel, which is called Alice Isn't Dead. And it's a fast-paced thriller about a truck driver searching America for the wife she had long assumed to be dead. So it is. It sounds absolutely amazing of event. He is really fun to see in person, and I suspect that this is going to be one of the most popular events that they have at Oblong Box and Books and Music coming up to the holiday season. So it's Thursday the 29th at 6 p.m. in the evening at Oblong Books and Music there in Rhinebeck.
Well, let's go from Rhinebeck, New York, go up north a little bit, to Kinderhook, New York on December 2nd. Actually, November 30th through December 2nd.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. And there's there's another event as well, which I think both of them are where you can buy your holiday wreaths. So, as you say, let's start off in Kinderhook on the Friday the 30th, and it runs through the Sunday the 2nd. The Columbia County Historical Society has regularly had these annual gallery of wreaths, and this year it is the 33rd such event. Local people, businesses, artists, friends contribute live, dried, artificial, or mixed media wreaths, and they're donated really benefit the Columbia County Historical Society, and they are auctioned off. And what you do is you go in during that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you put your bids for these particular wreaths, and you can return several times over the weekend, and you can keep an eye on the wreath that you really want. And then the auction closes on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you're a winner of one of those wreaths, you will be notified at 4:30, around 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. So it's a great way of supporting Columbia County Historical Society, and also getting a wreath. Now that is in Kinderhook at the James Vanderpoel House of History. But also on Friday the 30th, running through Sunday the 2nd, in Stockbridge, the Berkshire Botanical Gardens is also having their big holiday marketplace. And on Friday evening, the 30th, there's a preview party. So the preview party kicks off, and the advantage of going to that is you get first dibs on this big gallery of wreaths that the Berkshire Botanical Gardens arranges. But if you decide that you don't want to go to that on Friday, you can actually go during the Saturday and Sunday. They still have a big gallery of wreaths, and there's a big holiday plant sale with hand-selected flowering plants and traditional centerpieces. There's lots of other holiday swags and decorations as well, and there's some regional craft vendors with gifts and jewelry and felted products as well. So a lot of other things to see. So that's all at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens, also for that Friday through Sunday, the 2nd of December. So if you're looking for wreaths, those are really two good places to start.
How about Main Street Christmas time at Stockbridge?
Well, this is a really popular annual event, isn't it? This is going to be really worthwhile. And they seem to have expanded it a bit this year. So again, Friday the 30th. So if you get to the Berkshire Botanical Gardens on the 30th, you can then go down to Stockbridge and Friday the 30th, and it runs through Sunday the 2nd as well. They, in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, they decorate the main street and they call it Stockbridge Main Street at Christmas. And it's really an amazing holiday celebration. There's all sorts of activities, too many really to talk about here, but there's a holiday readings, there are house tours, there's caroling, there's a big concert. But the most important thing is that capping off the weekend on Sunday is a recreation of the scene depicted in the Norman Rockwell picture, which is called Main Street at Christmas. And they bring in vintage automobiles and park them in the same spots that they occupied in the paintings. And there are all sorts of activities that day, include horse-drawn rides, a visit from, obviously, Santa. There's Roger the Jester. There's a big lunch at the Christmas food booth, all sorts of other things. Now, I will tell you that on that Sunday, and it is a spectacular scene, they really do a fantastic job. A lot of the traffic will be cleared out of the town, and the road will be closed off. Main Street will be closed off. So if you're trying to drive through Main Street on Sunday, December the 2nd, just be aware it's going to take a bit longer than it normally does. But Stockbridge Main Street at Christmas is a big event, and really, I mean, it is very impressive to see it on the Sunday, particularly when they close down and recreate this Main Street at Christmas from Norman Rockwell. Tremendous.
We'll go from Stockbridge, Massachusetts, over to Germantown, New York on the 30th, Beyond the Cosmo Cider Edition.
Yeah. This is an event that we talk about every year, Marshall, and neither you nor I will be allowed to attend. And by the way, it sells out every year. So if you've missed it in the last couple of years, you definitely need to make your reservation sooner rather than later. This is the annual Girls' Night Out at Hudson Valley Distillers. And basically, women get to join the co-owner, Jennifer Moyer, for an evening of cocktail samples that you actually get to make yourself. So the participants stand behind the bar, they mix and they sample, and of course they sip a whole series of cocktails. Generally, they're relatively easy to make, and the idea is that they are made with local ingredients, obviously, but this year the theme will be to use a lot of local cider. And it's the sort of cider that you can either buy for yourself and take home, or you can actually get it at your favorite restaurant as well. So these are the sort of cocktails which are, very drinkable and very easy to make. So, but the thing is, it's only open to women. Seating is very limited, so reservations are required. So do check it out. Now, you can find out all the details on the Rural Intelligence website and go from there directly to the Hudson Valley Distillers website as well. So it's Friday evening, starts at 6 o'clock in the evening. It's at Hudson Valley Distillers. And look for the event, which is called Beyond the Cosmo Cider Edition.
We will move on to Dalton, Massachusetts, and that's December 1st and December 2nd.
Yeah, the stationery factory in Dalton is really a tremendous place if you need a large amount of space and you need to make it warm in these winter conditions. And Alchemy Initiative's handmade holiday festival is finding a home there this year. It's their 10th annual artisan market. It will be their largest one yet, and that's easy because the stationery factory has lots of room available. And you get to enjoy a lot of live music, some prepared foods, whilst you potter around and shop a curated market of contemporary artisans, designers, and farmers and food products as well. So that's a great way of getting your Christmas gifts up in Dalton. So it starts on Saturday the 1st and also runs through Sunday, December the 2nd, as I say, at the stationery factory in Dalton.
All right, that's our first trip to Dalton ever. Let's move from Dalton, Massachusetts, And we're going to head now to, let's see here, how about Kent, Connecticut?
Yes, yeah. I had to put this one in. I'm sorry. This is the great thing about talking to you, Marshall. There are a lot of events which I sneak in because I particularly find them fascinating. And so on Saturday the 1st, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Kent Town Hall in Kent, there is a talk which looks absolutely fascinating. It's called Eastern Coyotes in Connecticut. And it's all sparked by the fact that when I take our dog out for her evening walk, we often hear coyotes howling around us. It's an amazing and evocative sound. And when I saw this event, I just thought we had to mention it. So Paul Colburn is a certified master wildlife conservationist. This 2 o'clock talk in Kent Town Hall, he's been going to give an overview of coyote habitat, diet, behavior, reproduction, and all sorts of the situation regarding the current research efforts. The talk is going to be practical because there's a lot of recommendations on the way we can really coexist with the local coyote population, and also I think he's going to mention a bit about bears as well, but it has been pretty amazing in the last few weeks as we've gone out and normally the dog runs ahead down the driveway and has no hesitation, but in the last few weeks when we've heard those coyotes, suddenly I find a little shadow right at my feet. It is pretty impressive. So that it's a great way of finding out about Eastern Coyotes in Connecticut, as you say, Saturday, December the 1st, in Kent Town Hall at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We will move on from Kent and Coyotes and head to Salisbury, Connecticut, and we have another event with another author.
Yeah, John Cragg is well known. He wrote the book The Walking Cure, actually. But actually, he's really known for the prize-winning book called American Philosophy, A Love Story. He's going to be in the Scoville Library on December the 1st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because he's written a new book called The Walking Cure. It's Hiking with Nietzsche on Becoming Who You Are. And I know a number of local people are going to be interested in what John Cragg has got to say. So if you have a chance, do go to the Scoville Library in Salisbury on December the 1st at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
From there, we move to Litchfield, Connecticut, and we've got a pop-up Christmas shop.
Yep, a lot of pop-up Christmas shops and events over the weekend. And this one is actually for Litchfield County's newest arts nonprofit, which is called Art Tripping. And this is actually their second pop-up art event. And you can look for all sorts of fine art, fibers, fashions, pastry boards, jewelry, mixed media, ornaments, pillows, all created by local artists and artisans from the Litchfield area and the surrounding towns as well. And at the same time, you get to enjoy a cocktail from the bar as well. So that's on Saturday the 1st in Litchfield at the Village Restaurant. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till about 6 o'clock in the evening. So as I say, it's called Art Tripping, their pop-up Christmas shop.
Our good friends at the Smithfield Church in Amenia, New York, on December 1st, have their Christmas concert and tea.
Yeah, this looks like a lovely concert. So this year, Smithfield Church's Christmas Concert and Tea has a guest artist. He's Dr. Hampson Sisler, and he's a well-known composer and organist, and he's going to perform his suite of Christmas miniatures for the organ. It's called A Midnight Clear. The concert also is going to feature the Smithfield Instrumental Ensemble, and they will have a mandolinist, several vocalists, and of course members of the Smithfield Choir. They've also got a poet attending, Kevin McKinney, so that'll be interesting as well. So it's in the Smithfield Church in Armenia at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, December the 1st.
The Winter Walk is back in Hudson, New York on the 1st.
Yeah, there are two or three very, very big events going on in Hudson, and then also followed in Rhinebeck. And these are massive. So I'll run through all of them. So Saturday, December the 1st in Hudson, starting at 5 o'clock, this will be their big Hudson official kickoff of the winter season. It's called the Winter Walk, as you say. It's been going on for years. I don't know how many years it's been going on, for a long time. Anyway, it brings the city's sort of creative community together with the Warren Street's independent retailers. They transform the street that's a mile long, and they really transform it into a wonderland of music, performance, holidays, holiday shopping, food, all sorts of other things. That event, here we go. It's in its 22nd year, and it last year attracted more than 20,000 visitors. So it is the city's probably largest annual event. Just remember, the whole of Warren Street is going to be closed off so that the spectators can really wander along, enjoy the, they have these amazing storefront displays, they have the roaming carolers and street performers, and it all finishes off with a big firework display as well. We wrote a big story about it a couple of weeks ago or last week, and so do check it out on Rural Intelligence and you'll get a bit of a background. And at the same time, there's also a big event which we wrote about at the same time, and it's all connected, by the way, on Saturday the 1st at Hudson Hall. At 5:15 in the evening, they are having this event, which sounds pretty wild, called Rip the Nut. And what they've done is they've got together with the choreographer Adam Weinert, and he has produced a new work, which is a pantomime-style, Hudson Valley-inspired mashup of the Rip Van Winkle story and Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite. It sounds absolutely wild and fun. So the dancers join Adam Weinert and a host of other community partners for performances, which will be absolutely chock-a-block with music, dance, comedy, slapstick. It sounds like an amazing event at Hudson Hall. It's as I say, it's all connected with Winter Walk. So do check out all of the events that evening. It's really worthwhile going to Hudson on Saturday, December the 1st. But make sure you get your tickets before and early for this event at Hudson Hall. It's called Rip the Nut. It sounds like complete chaos and fun and a really hilarious event. And just while we're mentioning all these things going on in Hudson, just down the street, remember that on Saturday, December the 1st in Rhinebeck is their Sinterklaas Festival Day. This is the day-long celebration. We've been talking about their various fundraising events and other events in Rhinebeck in preparation for this, but this is their day-long celebration. It features all sorts of children's workshops, dance theatres, music, all throughout the village. And remember, at 6 o'clock in the evening, they have the Children's Starlight Parade, which is pretty amazing because it features this two-story tall series of animated puppets which are carried by hundreds of volunteers, and it really is a sort of an amazing event in Rhinebeck as well. And that's on Saturday, December the 1st. Now, you can read all about these events on Rural Intelligence, a big story, as I say, on the events in Hudson and the Winter Walk there, but also there's a link to the Sinterklaas Festival Day at Rural Intelligence as well. So do get a chance, or do read it if you get a chance before you go.
On December 2nd, the Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield has their holiday market.
Yeah, let's move to Sunday, December the 2nd now, and a couple of events. Yeah. So Racebrook Lodge in Sheffield, starting at 12 o'clock, has a holiday market. And it's the first time I've seen them do it, but they may have been doing it before, but it's the first time I've noticed it. They have this wonderful barn space, which is really suitable for being used for all sorts of different events. And on Sunday afternoon, starting at 12, they're making it into a holiday marketplace with lots of local vendors. There's going to be live jazz. There's going to be a visit from Santa as well. Lots of food, mulled wine, lots of Christmas cheer. So if you get a chance, do go to the Racebrook Lodge holiday market on Sunday, December the 2nd, in starting at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
And we will wrap things up in Lenox, Massachusetts, the Chamber Choir.
Yeah, the Cantilena Chamber Choir always has a big traditional Christmas event at Trinity Church in Lenox. And I thought, well, with all of this other activities going on, this would be a quieter and more traditional Christmas event, and it certainly is the case. So the Cantilena Chamber Choir is going to concert has a whole series of Russian sacred music for Christmas by Tchaikovsky. They're going to have traditional carols, and they're going to have some new settings of some old favorites as well. So do check it out. So it will be, they'll have a harp, they'll have an oboe, there'll be the chorus. And I think that there will be a whole series of featured artists as well. So it will be a lovely traditional event. And that's on Sunday, December the 2nd at Trinity Church in Lenox. And it starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think will be a fitting, quiet end to the weekend.
And that will put the wraps on this holiday edition. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely, Marshall. Look forward to it.